Hi, this is Nadine with Local Flash. Am I speaking with Jen?
Yep.
Hi, Jen. How's it going? It's been a while since we last talked.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
Oh, well, how's business? How are things going with you?
No, it's pretty good, but I was thinking, you can get me some ads that will put me to the top for egress window installers in Billings.
Yeah, I remember when you and I were speaking, right? We had talked about some different packages. If I recall, I'm just looking at the notes that I had put. You are currently with Angie's, right? You're utilizing Angie's Lease or Angie's List for the Barrett concrete cutting?
I'm not, that was a long time ago. I haven't been using them for years.
Yeah, I mean No. That was a way while back. It's been quite some time. However, I know at that time we were talking about with that business, right? So is this a different business you're trying to set up now?
No, it's Barrett Concrete Cutting.
It's still the same one. But, that's what I thought.
yeah.
Okay.
But I want it. When people are searching for egress window installers, I want to be coming up there. I'm coming up with quite a few people for concrete cutting.
I mean,
if you can get me up in that area too, but the main one is for egress windows.
Yes. Actually, we can get you found for multiple keywords, Jim, just as long as they're the services that you're providing, and you can utilize multiple keywords. So egress windows, you can do the concrete cutting. I mean, there's just a number of services you can be listed for. So
how many words can I use?
You can use between 17 to 20 keywords and keyword phrases. So whether it's concrete cutting, egress windows, I mean, there's just a number of them we can use. And you can change them at any time. It's not like set in stone.
Okay, you say 17 to 20?
17 to 20, correct.
Okay.
So I'm looking right now. Give me just a second here. I'm just looking at a couple of the notes. You're still in Red Lodge, right?
I know. I'm out of Billings.
You're out of Billings? Okay.
Yes.
Now, are you just sticking there within Billings or?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm just taking a look here. So I see that you still have the Google profile page. And I'm just looking at a couple of things. Yes, sir. And there's your photo on your website. I see you right there. Okay. And then, you know, I know we have been talking about, so you have the Facebook page, right? I'm looking at it right now. Very nice. Great job on that. Really great job. Okay. So, I think what we had talked about, which was the one that I was recommending for you, was the Platinum Package, right? So the Platinum Package, Jim, we offer that to you at the $249 a month. It's month to month. There's no contract. It's a fixed flat rate. And I waived
your setup fee. I thought you had something for about $150 a month.
That would have been our local only package, and that one's at the $199.
Okay, well, this would be local only, wouldn't it?
Okay, so you want to keep it to the local only, just sticking there within Billings?
Well, how far out does the other one go?
So with this, the local only, it's only going to get you found within 10 to 15 miles, right, from your zip code. With the other package, the Platinum one, because it includes Facebook ads, you can reach up to 50 miles. You can choose to have us run the ads, the Facebook ads, to target an audience by interest, income level, or even by location. But it'll reach up to 50 miles if you want. That's the furthest it'll reach.
Okay.
So it's up to you, whichever one you prefer.
What what's the difference between the platinum and the local only?
So with the local only, right, you're going to reach between 10 to 15 miles from your zip code. Okay, you'll be there in the local map on the first page, being local. We do the directory submission, getting you listed on other directories, just a few of those I always mentioned, Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, CBB, Chamber of Commerce. We make sure that your website is also attached to where we list your business, okay? We do include the voice-activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and we make sure to also give you exposure on mobile devices that covers iPhones, Androids, and tablets. Okay, that one's the $199 a month. The other package, okay, at $249 a month, that includes everything in the local only, except it will also include Facebook ads, which will allow us to be able to reach up to 50 miles if you want it. And with Facebook ads, how they work is they retarget. So let's say someone was looking for address windows, right, on Google. They're within your area. Then they happen to be on Facebook. They're looking at pictures or stories. You're going to see your ad appear. So it helps you reach more new potential clients. It's like reminding them, hey, you were looking for address windows. Here's a company that offers that. So it retargets. It reminds them of the search that they were performing, and it helps you reach more new potential clients. So when they click on your ad, we could either have them call you directly when they click on it, or we could send them directly to your website.
Okay, well, I'd just as soon have that they called, not just go to my website.
Right. Some clients, they want them to go straight to their website because they'd like them to, you know, see more information about them. In your case, I think it'd be more beneficial for them to call you directly when they click on that ad. So that way you get that direct call coming to you. And that was $249 a month. Okay.
All right.
So which one did you want to start off with?
No, we'll start off with that $249 a month.
The $249? Okay. So the first thing I want to do here, Jim, I see I have your email is jimbarrettjr@aol.com. Is that a good email for you?
Yes.
Awesome. So I'm going to be sending you over two emails. They're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, okay? And the first email is going to be labeled Google and Facebook Marketing. It's going to show you that the cost is $249 month to month for the platinum package, everything that we're including in that package as well, okay? So let me do that. And then the second email that you're going to be receiving, Jim, is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So with our program, you're going to be able to track all your results and not just take our word for it that it's working. You can see the keywords you're listed for, how many phone calls you received, where they performed the location of the search, and we want you to track all of that, okay? So I'm just sending you an example of that. And then on this number that we're speaking on, can you also get text messages to this phone number?
Yes.
Okay. So on the bottom of those emails that I sent over to you, it has my contact information. However, although I was considered the lead on the account, I still like to send it to you in a text message just so that you have it. So the first text,
all right,
it's going to have my name, Nadine Medina, with my number and my extension. Okay. And then the second text is going to have the number to our customer service. So any time that you have an update, you have a change, a question, or you have a concern regarding your account or a modification, right, you will contact customer service, okay? Now, customer service, we are always here Monday through Friday, from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon, that's Pacific Standard Time, okay? In fact, you are 1 hour ahead of us, actually. Okay? So we're always here for you 8 to 5, all right?
Okay.
Okay, so let me send that second one in, and confirm with me once you get all three messages, all right? this one. And then I'm also going to send you another message. It's going to have a link to a YouTube video. The video is about 6 minutes long. When you have time, please take a look at the video because it's going to give you a demonstration on how you go in and track your results with us. It's something really simple, but I want you to get familiar with it. Okay?
All right.
Okay. And let me know when you get all three.
I got all three.
Beautiful. Now, Jim, for the account purpose, is it just Jim or is your name Jimmy or James and you go by Jim?
Jim, yeah. It's James.
James, but you go by Jim. And your last name is Barrett?
B-A-R-R-E-T-T,
correct?
Yes.
And then I show the phone number listed for the business is 406-670-6186. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And then currently, I see the company reading as Barrett Concrete Cutting. That's how it should read, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I do see that there's an address on there, and it shows the address is 1240 Reese Drive, and that's Billings. The zip code is 59105.
Yes.
Is that it? Okay. Is that your home address by chance?
No, home, and I guess kind of.
It's like a home office? Like
yeah.
A home office, right? Okay. So we're going to hide your address. No one needs to know where your home is, right? I mean,
it's
considered your home office, so they don't need to know that. All right.
Right.
So we're going to hide the address. Okay. And then let me just grab the website link because I want to make sure that that's attached where we're listing your business as well. Now, Jim, for the payment, the card that we're using today, is it in your name? Does it have the business name or is it in both?
I think my name, I'll have to grab it here.
Okay, no worries. Take your time.
Is the card's just under James Barrett Jr.
James Barrett, is it J-R-F-N?
Yes.
Okay. Is it the same billing address as well?
No.
Okay, what's the billing address for that card?
P.O. Box 317, that's in Red Lodge, Montana.
Okay, so it's P.O. Box... I'm sorry, you said P.O. Box 317, right?
Yes.
What city?
Red Lodge.
Red Lodge? That's two words, right?
Yes.
And the zip code?
59068.
59068. And then is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
A Visa.
Visa. And what's the card number when you're ready?
4147-4003-7456-9521.
Expiration month and year?
12/27.
And the CVV code on the back?
643.
I'm just going to repeat it back to you, but I'm not charging the card yet. I have 4147-4003-7456-9521.
Yes.
Expires December of the year 27. CVV code on the back is 643. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, what I'd also like to do on your account with us, I want to put a security question, okay? You have the choice to either choose your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for your security question?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay, and what was your mother's maiden name?
Matilla.
Matilla, M-A-T-I-L-A?
I-L-L-A.
Okay. M-A-T-I-L-L-A, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to be walking you through a 90-second voice verification. It is for your protection. And the reason is because I have you at a discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise. So when I'm walking you through it, if there's something that you don't understand, Jim, just do me a favor and stop me and say, what does that mean? Okay? And what I'll do is I'll go back and review it, and then I will rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Yep.
Okay. So I'm turning on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Barrett Concrete Cutting.
Please state your name and title within the business.
James Barrett, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, we know at times, you know, once you start having more online presence, Jim, you might get a company calling you to sell you another type of online product. They are not associated with their company. We're never going to call you to ask you to spend more money, okay? Even if someone calls you and tells you you need to pay $5 to verify your profile, don't give them a penny. You put down that phone number and you call us immediately because it's not our company, okay? This is why we put the security question for that reason. So how you can tell if it's us, just ask them, what's my security question, and they'll hang up on you because they won't know it. Okay? Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
You mean, will I call you if I do something else?
Yeah, and I'll explain. What we're saying is we're not saying that you can't do additional marketing. We're just saying that before you do, just give us a call so we can reference it and make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you spending or investing more money if you don't need to. Okay?
All right. Now, so what you said, call immediately. What number would I call?
You would call the customer service number, the 877-635-6225 number. If someone calls you to try to charge you more money, saying they're Local Splash, take down their number and call us at the 877 number. When you hear the recording, just hit number one.
Okay.
And then give us that number because it's not our company calling to ask you for more money. Okay?
All right.
Okay. So going back to the question and hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is February 13th, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $249. This will be a two-month verbal agreement. So what it means, Jim, is that on March 13th, 2023, you will be charged $249. Now, once the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 13th day in the discounted amount of $249.
Okay, I got a quick question.
Yeah.
the payment's today. It ends on the 12th. What are you doing for me today to get this started?
What we're doing, so after today, after you and I set up the account, okay, we're going to schedule your client interview. Okay, your client interview, it looks like it would be tomorrow because that's the soonest appointment we have. The client interview is going to be conducted with one of our technicians in-house. Okay, they're going to talk to you about your Facebook ads, your keywords, the areas we're targeting. They're going to re-verify everything that you and I verified just to make sure I also listed everything accurately. Once you conduct your client interview, we're moving. Okay? So within
why doesn't the payment start tomorrow then?
Well, either way, for me to schedule the client interview, I have to finish setting up the account and schedule the payment. So even if we do it tomorrow, if I don't have any availability tomorrow because the slots fill up, like I can tell you right now, these are the times that I have available for tomorrow. 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 11 to 12, I have 12 to 1, and then I also have an appointment available.
So 9 to 10 tomorrow works fine, but I think you're beating me out of a day.
Excuse me?
You're beating me out of a day.
How are we beating you out of a day?
Well, you're charging me today, and it ends
on
the 12th, and you're not doing anything until tomorrow. And actually,
well, because we got like...
be up and running. You probably will not be up and running tomorrow.
Okay, so let me go over everything with you before we even proceed with the rest of the voice verification, Jim. Okay? Now,
all right.
If I would have called you this morning to set you up, I probably could have gotten an appointment for you today. The problem is that we're closing in an hour, okay? So I don't have any available appointments for today so we can get you through your client interview, all right?
You are sidestepping the question. Anyway, I'll take my $8 beating.
I was going to go over the...
Just get
Jim,
going.
No, Jim, I want to make sure we're both on the same page. If you want to do this tomorrow, we can do it tomorrow. Now, you tell me what time to call you. I don't know if I'm going to have a 9 o'clock appointment available unless if I call you first thing in the morning. Because as of right now, I have one appointment available for 9 to 10. Okay, the times I give you is your time. Tomorrow, I have an appointment available for your client interview.
Let's get going on it, I said.
I'm not trying to upset you, Jim. I just
want
to make sure that I get everything lined up for you.
We're already starting off where I'm in the hole, but don't try and sidestep. Your logic is faulty, but I'll eat the $8. Let's get rolling. My time is valuable too.
I understand.
So keep going.
Okay. So going back to the billing, I want to go ahead from the beginning. Okay. So, this is a two-month verbal agreement. Today, you're being charged the $249. Okay? Next month, on the 13th of March, 2023, you'll be charged $249. So this will be a recurring payment, which means every 13th of the month, you will automatically be charged $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is the number that I sent you, by text message 877-635-6225, and then you're going to hit number 1, okay, when you hear the prompt. Now, we do ask that if you choose to pause or cancel, please call us 3 business days before that next billing is due, Jim, so this way you're not being charged. So just remember, you call 3 business days before the 13th if you need to pause it or cancel it. Okay, so this way they don't charge you.
Okay.
Okay. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to update the package. I'm going to process the payment, and you said that 9 to 10 does work for you?
Yes.
Okay. Let me schedule you for that time. Now, tomorrow, Jim, they're going to call you from an 877 number, okay? So you just want to make sure that you answer all calls within 9 to 10 o'clock, and we're going to send you a reminder an hour before your client interview to let you know that it's coming up, okay? If you're in the middle of a job, Jim, and you need 5 more minutes, just pick up the phone and you tell them, call me back in 5 minutes, and they will call you right back, okay?
All right.
I'm going to try to make myself available so this way I can introduce you to the representative. So that way it's like a more, you know, warmer transition, right, to speak with the rep. So I'm going to send you your calendar invite. And then I just want to go over a few notes with you. They're just some basic notes so that you know where the technician is starting from, okay? Now, we're targeting the egress windows. You want the concrete cutting as well, correct?
Yes, and I've got several other keywords.
Okay, give me 1 second, and then I'll take those other keywords down because I want to make sure that I notate them. Okay?
Okay.
And then is it going to be for both residential and commercial, or do you have, like, a preference?
You don't have to even put that in there because if they're looking for these things, they will call me.
Okay, no worries. I just want to make sure that I'm diligent on my notes for you. Okay?
Okay. So, egress windows.
Okay.
Basement windows.
Egress, basement windows. Okay.
Concrete cutting. Core drilling.
I'm sorry, what drilling?
Core. C-O-R-E.
Got it.
Yeah. Concrete floor grinding.
Concrete floor grinding. Okay.
Mini excavation services.
Mini excavation services, right?
And concrete demolition.
And concrete demolition. Okay. So I put egress windows, concrete cutting, core drilling, basement windows, concrete floor grinding, mini excavation services, and then concrete demolition, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then, let's see, I have the Facebook page.
You faded out.
I'm sorry, I said I have the Facebook page attached. I put the Google My Business profile you already have. What are the forms? Okay, quick question. When I'm looking at your Google Business profile, the one I'm looking at now, it was showing a different phone number.
No, the only number that I've had for the last 20 years is 406-670-6186.
That's what I wanted to make sure. Let me just go back to it because I thought I saw a different number. I just want to make sure. Give me 1 second. Yep, no, it's your number. Okay, I thought I saw a different number, and I'm like, wait a minute, let me go back. Okay. All right. And then what are your typical hours of operation? Like, are you a Monday through Friday, 8 to 5?
No, you can go 8 to 6. Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday. Okay. 8 to 6. And then what are the forms of payments that you typically accept?
Cash or check.
Cash or check. You don't do Zelle or Venmo or any of those?
No.
Okay. And then it's not a requirement. I just ask out of habit because I don't like missing anything licensed and insured.
Yes.
Okay.
I carry a million of insurance.
Okay. And then now I wanted to ask you, so what is your preferred method of contact? Do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text?
Phone calls.
Phone calls. Okay. And then when your targeted areas, so do you want to mention some of the areas that you want to target? Do you want to start off with 50 miles? Do you want to take it back to 30? It's up to you.
Yeah, up to 50 miles.
Up to 50. Okay. And then just know you can always change those at any time. It's not set in stone. And then you do have the option, and I just mentioned it. You don't have to. It doesn't cost you anything. But do you prefer that it is your phone number showing on your profile, or would you be interested in a tracking number that's linked to your phone?
I want this number.
Your number. Okay. Awesome.
Yes.
Okay. And then if you take a look, I know you got a lot of messages, a lot of emails, but I need you to find the one, Jim, that says initial invoice.
In the text messages?
In either or, because we do send it to both. We send it to both of them. So it's either in your text message, you can pull it up there, you can even look at it in your email. It came before or after the welcome one? How do you feel about your website, Jim?
No, it probably needs some work, but it
okay.
has pictures on there, and
right.
if people look at it, there's nothing here about an invoice. Oh, yeah, we sent a copy of the invoice.
Yes.
We have a
Do
file.
You see? Yeah. Do you see where it says, please click here?
Yes.
Okay, so you're going to click on that. When I take you through this. The invoice, then we're going to discuss about your website because I might have an option for you. And it's at no additional cost, okay? So when you clicked on the please click here, it should have opened up a page that says at the top, local / terms of experience. Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So this is everything that we're doing, right? There's some products on there that don't apply to you. Like we're not doing the Google ads, right? You're not doing Google
right.
Guaranteed. Those are other programs, okay? Remember, you have a customized tracking and reporting system. We also help you with your reviews as well. We can provide you a tiny URL so you can send it off in either a text message or even by email to your clients and get them to start leaving your reviews because that's super helpful for you as well, okay? So we help you with that. It shows you that your initial cost was $249, so $100 of that, we're going to allocate it to your Facebook ads, and we're managing them for you, and then you have the local bundle, which is everything else included, right? And then it shows that every month after that, it's just going to be $249 a month. It shows about the seasonal hold, if you need to put it on hold, or if you need to cancel, just call us 3 business days. Before that billing is due, so this way we don't charge you, okay? And there's
so
no cancellation
fee. This first billing is still going to be $249, right?
Yes, sir. That's all you will ever pay with us monthly. It's never going to be a penny more, okay? Now,
right.
It says there's a little box you'll see right above the signature. It says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and sign up the credit card. So by clicking in that box, you're saying, yes, it is your name on the card that you provided for the payment. And then at the bottom, you'll see it asking for you to sign your name. So you'll type in your name in the box next to that little arrow that says sign. And you're not going to put a period after the JR because it's super sensitive. It doesn't recognize that for whatever reason. So you'll just put James space Barrett space and then JR. And then when you do that, you'll click on confirm signature. And it should open up a page asking you to enter a username and a password. Let me know when you see that.
I'm clicking on confirm signature, nothing's happening.
What's it giving you, like an error message?
It's not doing anything.
Okay. Are you doing it from your phone?
Yes.
Okay, and you clicked on the little I certify, that little box?
Yes.
and you did your, I spelled your name correctly, right?
Yeah, do you want me to go up and take the A out of that?
Yeah, take the A out of it. Just put the James Garrett J.R.
Yeah, James worked that time.
Okay. So you're on the page right now that's asking you for the username and password?
Yeah.
Beautiful. This is what I wanted to take you to. So we don't have your username or password yet because the technician, we're going to be creating that. This is why I want you to watch that video, because it's going to walk you through on how you go in and track your results with us. So this is where you would see the phone calls that you're receiving, view your profile, see all the keywords you're listed for. This is where you're going to track your results with our program, okay?
All right.
Okay, now, I wanted to go back to you about the website. So if you would like, Jim, okay, I can include a website for you, and it's at no additional cost. We can build you a website that's Google compliant, mobile friendly. Do you have a lot of those pictures of some of the work that you've done?
I should have, yeah.
Okay. So if you'd like, we can build you a new website, and it comes along with the package. I'm including it, if you would like. Or we stick with the one that you have. It's up to you.
No, we could go. My other advertising and all my business cards, I have this website.
Okay. So you have this domain, right? The cutting, concretecuttingmt.com, right? That's the domain.
Yes.
Do you own that domain by chance? Like, where did you purchase it from? Do you remember?
I think it was from Squarespace.
From Squarespace? Okay. So we're going to do this, right? I'm going to mention to them that you have the domain from Squarespace. They might ask you for the login. If we can use your same domain, because as you mentioned, it's the one that's on your business cards, right? We don't want you having to change your business card. So if we could still use your domain, I would say let us give you the website, right? If we can't use the domain, then we just stick with the website that you have, promoting that one. Okay? And it's not going to cost you anything, so at least let's see if we can build it from that same domain. Okay? So I'm going to notate on here that you would like the new website, but using your domain.
What will your new website be different than mine?
Because on the website that we build, it's a Google compliant and it's a mobile friendly website. So anyone searching, like if they're doing a search from their phone, right, and they click on your website, it'll fit to their phone. And we add pictures on there, mission statement, we write the biography like you have on your business. We list your hours of operation, the forms of payments you accept, all your keywords, like the services that you offer. We list as well your business logo. We even have the form where if they click on it and they don't have time to call you, they can fill out the information, and you'll get that in an email. It'll be in an email for you where you can grab that information and contact that potential client.
Okay, if I like your website, would yours just replace mine?
Yes, correct. Yeah, it'll replace it.
Yeah.
So I would say let us see first if we can build it using your same domain, okay?
All right.
Try to use it by using your domain, because I don't want to say what if we're not able to use your domain. You know what I mean? At least you can still use your same website. And if we can, and we can build you a new one, well, heck, why not then, right?
Yeah, we'll take a look at it.
Okay, so I'm going to put that you have photos, and you do have a business logo, right?
Yes, it's the one that's on one of those pictures of Barrett Concrete Cutting.
Okay, awesome. And I'm going to put would like us to use his domain from Squarespace. You said Squarespace, right?
I believe that's what it is.
Okay. Because it's the one on all his business cards. Because it's the one on all his business cards. I'm just notating that on there because we don't want you having to change your business cards. You know what I mean? They're already all on there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Awesome. Okay. Now, the last thing I want to go over with you, so I'm going to try to make sure I'm available tomorrow to do the introduction for you and the representative from our team. So they'll call you between 9 and 10 o'clock your time, again, from an 877 number. So we'll send you that friendly reminder an hour before your client interview, okay, to let you know
all
that's
right.
coming up. Now, starting from tomorrow, okay, if you're not sure on how to do it, the technician will walk you through it. You're going to need to add us on as managers to the Google Business Profile, so that way we can optimize it to the first page and maintain it on there, okay? The technician will walk you through it. You'll need to add us on as managers to your business profile on Google. And they'll walk you through it on how to add us as managers. Okay?
All right.
We try to make it as simple as possible for you. All right? Now.
Okay. I'm not sure if I remember my password. I think my phone automatically gets
does
ended,
it?
But
okay. I know. I do the mistake of doing that with a lot of my passwords, and then when I don't remember it, if I try to log in somewhere else, it's like, oh my goodness, I have to reset everything. So
yeah.
Now within 5 to 7 days, okay, we're going to have you listed within all the directories, okay? We're also going to send you your login credentials. So you're going to receive an email from us with a link for the reporting system, a username, and a password. And you can actually update it to a password of your choice because we just generate one for you, okay? So that way you can
right.
start logging in and tracking your results. Now, within 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are going to be live. So those will be up and running within 7 to 14 days. And then the website,
right.
if we are able to build you the new website using your domain, that'll actually be done within 7 to 14 days. And we'll send it to you first to review it in case you have any changes, Jim, that need to be made before it goes live. Okay? Now, what is stated in our terms and conditions that we sent to you in writing, okay, it does state that you will have the first page placement there in the local map between 30 to 45 days, okay? However, Jim, we like to under-promise and over-deliver. There's been times I've seen it happen sooner, okay? In the meantime, we're getting everything else up and running because we know it's important for you to start generating those calls as quickly as possible. So, as we're completing these steps, Jim, we're going to also be sending you notifications letting you know when your Facebook ads are live, when the website's done. We're going to let you know when you're on the first page of Google. We're going to let you know when you're in the directory. So we're going to keep you in the loop on the work that we're finishing and completing. Okay?
All right.
And I want to be the first to welcome you to our local Splash family. And, Jim, I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I am super excited for you.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Did you have any other questions for me?
No, that'll do her.
All right. Well, I hope you have a wonderful afternoon, and we'll be talking with you tomorrow, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye now.